The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Happy hump day! That's right, it's Wednesday. What's today's date? This is crazy. I am a bad son. Today's my mom's birthday. But it's Wednesday hump day. There's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza right there in front of the Ford Center where the high temperature today is 89 degrees. Feels like 89, looks like 89. I love 89, and I will be remiss to not say this because I was a bad brother yesterday. I will not be a bad son today. Yesterday, my oldest brother, Jamel, was his birthday. So happy belated birthday to my brother. Today is my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. Nice. And word got back to her that I said the other day that, you know, how weird it would be if, like, Nate was my stepdad and knocking the stuffing off that muffin.
No.
So that got back to her, and she told me to keep my bleep, 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 to keep her bleepity bleep name out. On my show. This is the three-time Super Bowl champion, Nate Newton. That is the 900 Beacon credit score, Kurt Daniels. I am the below average Jesse Holley. Together, we are hanging with
hanging.
The boys. We are the sports equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. Kurt, what's up, man? How are you today?
Good. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here?
Yes.
It's Wednesday, halfway through the week.
Happy to be here with you guys.
Nate, what's good with you?
Hey, this is our offense and their defense.
Yes, sir.
Our offense being the Cowboys, yes.
Right.
Their defense being the Bengals.
Okay, yes,
yes
sir. I'm good then. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. Yes, sir. I'm good. Jess, I'm good.
Chris Beam, how you doing back there, brother?
Doing good. Appreciate it.
You good, man? I am good. Everything is good, man. And so, all right, we put what happened last week to bed. The guys are on the practice field right now, and they're gearing up for a game on Sunday. However we feel about it, the game is going to be played on Sunday.
I thought it's upbeat.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay,
I'm
getting there. Okay, I'm sorry.
And so this is what Wednesday brings. Wednesday brings hopes internal. I heard the other day, I forgot who said it. Forgive me, I'm not trying to steal anyone's thing, but they talked about hopium.
Hopium.
I think Kevin Gray texted me that. I'm not trying to steal any. I want to give credit, but someone said hopium. And so Wednesday.
Kevin Gray said it about 9 times on the show, okay. But I think he stole it from Broadus.
Okay. So whether it was Broadus, whether it was Kevin Gray, whoever, I'm not trying to steal your stuff. Okay. But Wednesday brings hopium because the old is gone, the new have come, and now you get a chance to go out there and put together a game plan.
Right.
Hopefully a good one.
Hopefully.
Hopium.
Hopium.
We hope that hopium is in the game plan today. The Cowboys are out there on the practice field, and they're putting together a game plan. The problem is, when you look across the board, and Kurt, you put this in the notes, every week power ranking comes out. Where your team is ranked at in the National Football League. And it kind of goes out through every single year. And the thing I love about football and sports in general, it's a fluid situation. Because guess what? The Cowboys were bad as hell last week.
Yeah.
And in 7 days, you can again change the narrative.
Yes, you can.
That is the beauty of what sports is. That is the fickleness of what we consider sports today. Is that 1 week, you could be the absolute worst team in America. And then next week, you could put on performance and all of a sudden, you're the very best team in America. Well, this is America's team. And this week right now, according to ESPN, the Cowboys are ranked, Kurt, did you say the very last?
They got them ranked the last. Their
power index ranking has the Dallas Cowboys as the very last football team.
Yeah.
So that means worse than Cleveland. That means worse than Jacksonville.
I mean, worse than Detroit?
Worse than Detroit. Worse than Houston, who punted intentionally for a tie.
Yeah.
And that's where the Cowboys are sitting today. Nate, you are If Hopium was a person, it would be split between you, Jerry Jones, and Michael Irvin when it comes to the Cowboys.
Right.
So when you hear that the Cowboys are ranked, their power index ranking is 32nd of 32 teams in the National Football League, where does that put you at mentally?
What it tells me is, you know, maybe they're not on the same computer ranking as what the Cowboys are, and something went wrong in haywire in the rankings. So, yeah, that's on
the thing. It got caught up in the Matrix.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. The Matrix. Yes, sir. It got to be, man. They took that pill. Somebody up there took that pill, man.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're saying that, I mean, the offense was already really struggling with Dak in there, and now some are saying they might have the worst starting quarterback in the league based on whether it's Cooper Rush or Will Greer. And so given that, they're saying this could be a pretty ugly thing.
Right quick, like, no, you said that, like, Cooper Rush ain't our starting quarterback. You said that, like...
No, he is, but I guess
I'm like, wow, but you maybe thought Will Greer had a shot.
You know what's crazy? Like, when you said it just hit me, Kurt. When you look at it, right? When you look at
see?
It. No. Wait a second.
Don't do that.
No, simple math, right?
Okay.
Simple math. One plus one is three.
Right.
Simple math.
Right.
There's only 32 starting jobs in the National Football League, right?
Right.
Well, we're on our 33rd. Cooper Rush is the 33rd starter. So that in essence, if you just look at it from a basic math perception, even your worst quarterback, who is whoever that team is, David Mills, whoever, is still the starting quarterback of an NFL franchise. So if we no longer have one of the best 32, we're now on our number two, which essentially puts him at number 33. I can see why they would put the quarterback or the team as the 32nd when it comes to power ranking.
Yeah. I mean, Pro Football Focus, a lot of people debate their grades, but after 1 week, their worst graded quarterback was Dak.
Is there any debate that Dak – we're not kicking man-wise down because we're moving on. We're not kicking a man-wise down.
Please.
But what I'm saying is
– Please.
He played bad.
Please move on.
Okay.
Yep.
Please, Jason.
All right. As we get into this game, Cowboys.
You got me laughing, man. You got me. You go from Mr. Positive to in the middle to falling back. What is the word? Degress?
Digress.
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 You're doing that, bro. Come on.
I was just. I look at the notes.
Quit giving him stats.
I look at the notes.
All right.
And then I just put it out there for conversation.
Right. There you go.
Or can I give you some hope?
Please. Let's go, yes, Chris.
Please.
Inject us with hopium.
Okay, here's some hopium for you. So I went back and looked at the NFL power rankings from last year after week one.
Okay.
The Bucks did film. I'm sorry, Nate.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Come on.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
The number 30th ranked team was the Cincinnati Bengals, and they were in the Super Bowl. So,
yeah, but at no point in time did that 30th ranked team lose their starting quarterback.
That's true.
That's my only point, is that we're without our starting quarterback, and so today we march on with Cooper Rush now being the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And the question that I have for you guys is: our biggest gripe and fight for the last couple years have become schematics. Can this coaching staff put together a plan for the 49ers? Can this coaching staff put together a plan for said team? Can this coaching staff put together a plan for da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
Yeah.
When we came to a point last year where we were going into the Minnesota game after the Dak injury against the Patriots, and Cooper Rush was going to be our starting quarterback, that was the question that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was all over the place on, you know, and I believe, even you, Nate, I think you picked the Cowboys to lose that game.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No,
okay.
No.
Everyone except Nate picked the Cowboys to lose that game at Minnesota last year. Fast forward to where we're at now.
Right.
My first question is, I got two parts, and I'll have a first question now, and the second question will come later.
Right.
But the first question is, is there a game plan that they can put in that's going to give Cooper Rush and this offense an opportunity to actually go out there and give themselves a chance to win this football game? Nate.
Yes, I believe it is. This is what I believe. The only way we'll win is that everybody become hoggish. You got to really become hoggish.
What does that mean?
I mean, you got to get down, dirty, sloppy, nasty. If it's any trick plays, it should be wham plays. They run a 4-3 defense, so on one of those tackles, one of those ends, run some whams with Ferguson. Run some ugly plays where you know some traps, some powers. You got to make this game very, very ugly. And that's the chance we have. You know, we got to play lights out defensively. I mean, better than last week. I mean, way better than last week. That means no runs. That means no. At the end of the day, you want them to have 25 carries for 70 yards.
Yeah.
You got to be dominant defensively. Your special teams have to be okay. They can't hurt you. Don't make any mistakes special team-wise. And you just got to be ugly. Offensively, you got to have a dog-minded, hoggish style about you.
Does this team have that makeup? I mean, like we talked last year, they can't suddenly become physical. Can they play that game? Hoggish.
From talking to the coaches and the scouts during the preseason, that's why they drafted Tyler Smith. That's why they got Big Walesko, because these guys are supposed to be physical guys, mean guys. You know, not so much nasty, but just guys that could get physical and get in. We're going to have to help Matt Forniak, and we're going to have to help. Jesse, I don't like you right now because every time I look at you, I see steel and how you curse this man from all the progressions he had made. But we got to protect our right tackle, too. So we're going to have a mindset, bro. We're going to have a mindset that everything we do is going to be physical, going to be mean. I mean, and that's – that is the only chance we have. Now you can do whatever you want, but that's your chance, and that's going to be your chance for the next 4 weeks.
What do you think? You think they can devise a game plan around Rush that will make him successful? They did last year, I guess.
When I look at last year,
stop! I don't.
No, 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 no.
Go on. I know where you're going. Go ahead, Ol.
The roster's different.
Thank right. you. Yeah.
And so every time your roster changes, again, this goes back to – this is simple mathematics, fellas. When your roster changes, you have to change. And you either have to continue to put top-level players in position to continue the train of what you wanted to produce, or you have to be able to change – the way things were last year. And again, you have no Amari Cooper. He's not there. You have no Michael Gallup. Cedric Wilson. You have no Tyron Smith. You have no Allyl Cox. I mean, there are a multitude of players who you do not have at your disposal. So it becomes difficult to do different things in this game because at some point in time, this sport, football, is the ultimate team sport. And it leaves you in a place where I need 11 guys to be able to function at a high level. And I can't, there's only so many holes that I can patch up through the course of a game. Like, I can't protect my right tackle and my left tackle and give help at the center position. I can't. I can't. I gotta pick and choose which one could hurt me most. So is it going to be I give help left side or right side or whatever it may be? And then at the end of the day, you go, at some point in time, I'm going to need a dude to play outside of his mind. I'm going to need a dude to play. Like, I'm going to need CeeDee Lamb to go off. Like, I need CeeDee Lamb to go have a 10-catch, 150-yard, 2-touchdown game. Because that's going to help alleviate some of the pressure that might come about. And I don't know right now if what we currently have constructed, that there is enough to bandage up all the holes. Oh, by the way, to do this with a backup quarterback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To do this with a backup quarterback, that makes it very, very, very difficult. Man, we thank you guys for being here. This segment was brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. We're going to get more into this Cowboys offense. We're going to break down some of the Bengals defense, some of their players. We're facing another type of good rush, another couple guys up front, Trey Hendricks. We see some of our former teammates, Cheeto, on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are going to go out there and play some football. So stay with us. We'll continue to break this thing down, give you more insight on what we got going on, hanging with the boys.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We live, we lit, we are the Hanging with the Boys crew. Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly. This segment is brought to you by blockchain.com. Blockchain.com. Go get the currency, go get the crypto. I really do want blockchain to come in there and explain to us about that kind of stuff. Because it seems like it's a good thing, but it seems like I don't know what it is. And so I don't have much money to lose, so I can't give money to something that I don't know nothing about.
Exactly.
And potentially lose what little bit I got. Blockchain.com. Also, there's still single game tickets available for this game. Go over to the website right now. Head over to DallasCowboys.com/tickets or go to SeatGeek.com and get single game tickets. Be there, be loud. The Cowboys can use you. You know, this is not a joke. This is for real, for real.
For real.
For real, for real. This is for real, for real. Like, having a home field advantage at times like this matters.
When you're hurt?
When you're hurting, when you're a little bit battered, you're a little bit bruised. Because you need something to feed off of. At some point in time, you're going to look around, and it might be 3 or 4 three and outs when it comes offensively. That's just how it happens when you have your backup quarterback in. Yeah. So having a crowd that's going to stay in the game, because last week, for the first time, and I've been around this organization for about 12 years now, 13 years now. Nate, you've been around forever. Kurt, you've been around forever. They were booing. They were booing
in the
Cowboys.
Quarter.
You haven't been around long enough.
I haven't been around long enough. I haven't. I'm the youngest when it comes to tenure of being around the Cowboys.
Yeah,
but they were booing. If you go back and you watch as Dak is leaving the field, people are throwing stuff at him. Yeah, it was like a towel or a bottle or something. They were throwing stuff at him. Now, that's not the home court advantage that I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is, you know, a crowd that's going to be able to give the Cowboys that energy, that upliftment when they're kind of sometimes searching for a little bit of a little bit of momentum heading into these football game. Again, the Cowboys are taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at home this weekend. To talk about the Bengals defense a little bit, Kurt, you put in and you said according to Football Outsiders, the Bengals are had the ninth ranked defensive line last year. And of course, like most good teams who make it to the Super Bowl, they say, maybe we should bring everybody back.
Yeah, they got that full line back.
They go, maybe we should bring everybody back. And so what did they do? They brought everybody back. And so they were a ninth ranked defense last year. They brought everybody back this year. And Kurt, you asked a question. And this is going to constantly be a question for the Cowboys all year long when it comes to the offensive line play. One of their big studs in the middle is DJ Reader.
Yes, sir. From Houston.
And Nate, you've always been one who has been a proponent, and you've always been one who's been screaming and calling and said, we need a big, fat Greasy.
Yeah.
We need a Greasy. We need a dude who is going to be able to get in that middle and as you use it the first segment, muck it up.
Yeah.
Command two players. Push the pocket. Be a physical run-stopping defender. That's going to allow my linebackers to move in free flow and to make tackles. Allow my guys to just be athletic. Well, the Bengals have one. And we, how big is DJ Reader? He is
about 6'3", 335. Yeah. Am I correct? He's about 6'3", 335.
I'm looking for him. I thought I saw his
name. Or is that BJ Hill? Because they got two or three of them. They got BJ.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's 6'3", 335.
Yeah, they got BJ Hill.
They got two.
They got Zach Carter.
They got a couple.
They got a couple.
They got a couple 300 plus
pounds. Yeah, I saw a few flies blowing around that one. I saw a few flies blowing around there. They didn't give up much against the Steelers. They didn't give up a lot of the run against the Steelers. Check that stat for me, my friend. They didn't give up a lot in run yardage against the Steelers.
And so when you look at that and you look at, you know, a guy like that who can – and I know that, you know, for the most part, there's plays when you look at the game from Tampa Bay where Vita Vea was held in check.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes when you're talking about guys like Vita Vea, Aaron Donald – at the defensive tackle position is an anomaly.
Yes, sir.
Right? Like most of these guys don't go and have 10 plus sacks or that. But what the ugly part there is no statistic for it is when that guy recreates the line of scrimmage, when that guy commands a double team, when that guy is, you know, making that zone have to just flow a little bit longer because he's moving down the line of scrimmage, forcing that center guard combination not be able to get it to the second level, and now the linebackers. Those stats aren't quantifiable.
Right.
And there's guys like DJ Reader who gets in that middle and really muck things up. Nate, I know that you want the Cowboys to do what when it comes to what they need to do offensively?
Yeah.
You want them to what? What you been telling
run.
Me?
Yeah. They got to run. But see.
They allowed 75 yards last week to rushing. To Pittsburgh.
Let me say this right here, fellas.
And only gave up one touchdown. So.
And I'm just giving an overview of Cincinnati. We're not talking about the offense, but I'm giving you an overview. You talking about a team that has 7 sacks against them, 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
And they were still in the game. They were in the game for one reason. Because they were 8 of 16 on third down and only 2 or 3 penalties. If the Cowboys go out and go 8 of 16 on third down and have 43 minutes like this team did, they will be in the game. I'm not saying they'll win the game, but they will be in the game. And I'm watching what the Steelers was doing to this defense. They were quick screens, anywhere they could get that ball quickly into the hands of their playmakers. And they did it. Their offensive line was not great, but they kept them off their quarterback, and their quarterback understood that he had to get the ball out. Go back and look at the film, and I'm saying to myself, are we mean enough and physical enough on offense to give this same type of effort, you know? It ain't the first big game. I don't know how we look at Cincinnati as a team out there, but Cincinnati won the Super Bowl last year.
Went to the Super Bowl, won.
Went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. And in their case, by them being number 30 on the power rankings, they won the Super Bowl because they were 30 on the power rankings last year.
Well, last year, if you look at it, the Cincinnati Bengals in one playoff span had more victories than the Cowboys have had, playoff victories than the Cowboys have had in the last 26 years.
Yeah.
So they for the Cincinnati Bengals, last year was their first time winning a game outside – winning more than one playoff. They haven't won a playoff game. They get to the playoff, but they lose in the first round.
Yeah.
So they not only did they go to the playoffs, not only did they have more wins than we have had in 26 years in the playoffs, they broke their record of finally getting out of the first round of the playoffs and marching all the way to the Super Bowl.
But when you talk about getting physical and getting nasty and that kind of, not nasty, but
Nate likes to get nasty. You like to get nasty. They call you nasty, Nate, for multiple reasons, on and off the field.
Are you talking?
That's what they said. That was the rumor back in the day.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. You know what I'm talking about? They used to call you nasty. They used to be like,
Probably shouldn't talk about that.
Now, I'm just saying that's back in the day. We can talk about back in the day, old stuff. That was, that was in the 90s. That, White House.
Go ahead.
So, but you're talking physical. Are you just talking offensive line? Can receivers, can running backs, can
everybody can play?
Can they
physical.
All be?
No, they can't. Stop. Nate. Yeah,
let me say.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Debo Samuels is not physical.
Does Debo Samuels play for the Cowboys?
I said.
Does Debo Samuels play for the
Cowboys? Yes.
And I'm
everybody
telling you, No, they can't. They can't.
You're saying guys on this team can't.
Yes, what you're saying, guys on this team. But I'm saying guys on this team can. If that is how you always go about it, you can. You can change your stripes in football.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Dudes who are physical are physical. That's who you are. Dudes who are finesse are finesse, and that's who you are.
Physical. When is the song about?
Let's get physical.
You can get physical, bro. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
So why we didn't do it last year against the Niners? We put pads on it. Everything. Remember, we had a whole week of pads.
Just like you said, it's more than just 1 week.
All right.
It's more than 1 week.
So you're trying to say they can get physical in a week?
I'm just trying to
Hopefully
say that.
They've already started.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kurt.
Hopefully.
Well, you're so.
And y'all two go again. Shannon, I know your pain now. I know your pain.
Yeah. It's just when Sam Hubbard and all these guys and
what's it, Hendrickson?
These guys are physical. They're going to get on our tackles. These are the two defensive men. They're going to get on our tackles, and they're going to try to get their hands inside. And they're going to try to wear you down. As you watch the film, they're not guys that's going to get you real quick in the game. But as the game go on, they want to wear you down. They want to take advantage of you. They're going to work you. They're going to continue to work you. And by the end of the game, they want to be able to handle you. Hmm. So the little bit I've seen.
Right. And the thing is that when you – it's always you want to meet force with force. And maybe – you know what? I apologize.
Stop. Every time you apologize, there's something coming bad out the world.
No, I apologize. I jumped the gun.
Okay.
Can there be players that are physical? Yes, Kurt. There can be. Absolutely can.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys do have some players that are physical. I think Tyler Smith is a physical football player.
Yeah.
I think that's his brand of football. But what I will not apologize is I do believe physical as a team is a mindset.
I agree with that.
Physical as a team is a way of life. It's how you approach it. It's the players you put in that locker room or on that side of the football or in that position group. I think that it's like being physical is not a learned behavior. Like it's one of those things that you have to have. You have to be willing to go into it and say, that's just who he is. Like they went and got Ridgeway, right? What was the line one about Ridgeway.
Yeah, Hogan there. Yeah.
They went and, when they saw Tyler Smith, like line two after his, you know, good feat was he's nasty. He's physical. Yeah. He's a mauler. But we don't have a roster of line one type guys that do that. We don't have we have some guys that do that.
Yeah.
But like offensively, that's not how we're built. Like even Zeke, who is a powerful runner, isn't a nasty runner. Like Zeke doesn't, like he'll have a hit every now and again, but you've known bruising running backs that just wear you down. Marshawn Lynch was a bruising dude who just wore you down over and over and over and over again and then eventually put you away.
You see what time does? When you just, time has made you not see Zeke for what Zeke is a bruiser. He is that guy that can do that right there. But over time where we've taken away rep after rep and after rep and shared it, this is what we get. Now we get a Zeke that's not physical. That was his thing coming out of college. That was his thing, brother. And see, over time, we have, whether it be injury or whatever, not a very good offense, not whatever, Zeke is that guy. He is that physical guy. But now, are you going to give him the opportunities? I'm serious. Zeke, he's physical now. I'm telling you. If he ain't nothing else. If he ain't quick, if he ain't fast, if he ain't nothing else, he physical. I'm serious now. Trust me on
that. Okay. All right. Listen.
Trust me.
I'm going to listen to you that, but I still stand firm on.
A team is not physical. Like we have three guys that are physical. You named them. You know, Zach Martin can be physical. The kid, Tyler can be physical. Zeke, I know, is physical.
But what happens when Zeke goes out the game and you give the ball to Tony Pollard?
He's a different kid. He's a different kid, a different style, you know. And so you it's a change of pace.
But what I'm saying,
he will finish runs.
My biggest argument with Hugh is, and we had this argument last year in the playoffs, was when we face a physical football team, when we face Denver,
we don't have a whole physical team.
When we face teams that are just saying like, you know what, no, we like really want to muck it up, really want to get
down and dirty. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a different mentality that I don't think we possess holistically. I think there's certain players in there that have it, but as a whole group, I don't think.
But it's just a matter of having more of those individual players, not necessarily, I mean.
No, it's twofold. It's having those players and then it being a part of your brand.
But how did you create that brand?
By having those players.
Exactly. So you need. You need more of those individuals to create the overall.
And you need a leader to kind of institute that into those guys and say, hey, I need that guy. I need that physical guy. I need that guy. And look, this team, when you look at the way that they built this team, and the Bengals have been that a lot of times, going even back to Marvin Lewis's days. They were always going to be a physical. Like, defensively, the Bengals have always played through and at times past the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were always going to be physical. Not always disciplined. Not always the most talented. And I'm talking about before Vontaze Burfict. The Bengals used to be – I was a part of that organization when I first came to the league.
Right.
They were going to be physical. And that's a brand of football that has kept kind of true to themselves all the way through the coaching regimes and over time, and they have that in this defense right here. We got to take our final break. When we come on back, we'll kind of still ruffle this thing. Nate and I will get physical in the break. I'm gonna see how nasty Nate can get. So you and I will get physical in the break.
You win.
but y'all stay with us, man. Come on back with Hanging with the Boys.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go.
you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the Star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. It's the big load. It's the big hump day, big load day. Wow. That didn't, in my head, that played out way different.
We know where
it, but no, in my head, it played out really, really smooth. When it came out, it didn't sound so appealing to me. Then my mind went to the gutter.
I know.
Happy birthday, Mom. Happy belated birthday to my brother, Jamel.
So do you know your mom's age and she's not allowing you to say it?
You never tell a You never tell a woman's age.
Oh yeah, because you don't want to get handled when you get home.
No, I don't. I don't. And here's the funny part about it. It's I get snitched on. She ain't listening.
There's no way she's listening.
Absolutely not listening.
Right.
But I got brothers who snitch on me.
Right.
How many brothers you got?
I got two brothers. I have an older brother and a younger brother.
Okay.
And then they listen. Mm. And then they go like, oh, Ma, look what Jesse said about you. Oh, Ma, look what Jesse said. Oh, Ma, look what Jesse said.
Maybe they should call in.
You know, and I might have them call in. And so my older brother, he spent his birthday yesterday, the early part of his day in jury duty.
Oh, that's
he was
fine.
Pissed. Ugh. He was pissed. He was pissed.
Not fun.
And so, but yeah, they always snitch me out on saying stuff. And then I'm like, so I heard that you said so and so. I'm like, I ain't say that.
And they pulled the clip.
And then she's like, well, that's not what Jamel said. Jamel said that you said. And then Joe
What's
said,
your other brother name?
Joe. We're all okay, J's. Okay, Jamel, okay. Jesse, and Joe.
Well, how'd Jamel get the better name?
What?
Jamel is the better. Jesse and Joe? Come on. Jamel is a way better name than those two names.
How is it a better name?
Jamel sounds better. It's better with his young generation. Don't you agree, Kurt?
I'm staying out of that.
Jamel sounds better.
What's your brother's names?
Tim, and Tony, and Kenny,
and Nate,
and I'm Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel sucks.
My whole day.
Nathaniel
I
sucks.
My whole day. I didn't say their whole day.
Yeah, yeah. Timothy or Kenneth.
Yeah, that's their name. You got them. Kenneth and Timothy and Tony.
I'm like, I have no response to that. Like, how do you respond and say, your brother got the better name? I like Jesse. I think Jesse's pretty dope.
Without an I?
With no I.
Okay, yeah, Jesse.
Should we be calling you No I?
No I. That's what we
got. No C and no I now.
No I. Yes, sir.
No C. Let me
be
no
very,
I.
Let's be very clear about this. Before there was a no C, there was a no I. I started the no. And I get where Pat comes from, but before there was any no I, there was definitely, I mean, no, in his name, no C, there was definitely a no I first, because I've been fighting that battle a long, long, long time. But but most people, like my brother, they screw his name up. They always call him, I should say that, you know, black people get it right. Black people know that it's Jamel. Yeah. It's the white people that always call him Jamal.
Oh,
and there's no A there. It's J A M E L.
Yeah,
so that's Jamel.
That. Yeah, I don't.
But most people go, "Oh yeah, Jamal." And he goes, "Not Jamel." He goes, "They're like, oh okay, Jamal." And he's like, "All right, whatever." He's not as on top of it as I am. Like, I will not let you correct, like, say my name or spell my name wrong at this point in time. And he's in the political world, so he's like, "All right, well, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all good." Nate just really just, I don't even know how to come back from Nate. Just like, oh, your brother got the best name. That's cool. I'll take that. Anyway, happy birthday, Mom. We're all Jays, Jamel, Jesse, and Joe.
So, your brother having a better name.
That's fine. That's cool with me. I'll take that. I'll listen. And if my brother has a better name, I have the better physical features. I'm 6'3", 230 pounds. My oldest brother, who has a better name, is 5'7", 5'8", on a good day.
He's not a big guy.
155, 60 pounds. I mean, younger brother is about 5'9".
You know what? If it didn't bother Jesse, why is he going on?
I'm just saying, I got to pump myself back up. I got to encourage myself.
Why is he going on?
Encourage yourself. I got to encourage myself because you shot me down.
You have a show, Jesse.
We need to get Jamel on.
Yeah, no. We do need to get Jamel on to see who has the better physique.
No, he doesn't have the better physique to me.
He's the political guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll talk his way into it.
Oh, nice. You think I talk a lot? The show will be done. He gets on here.
We play the Giants, get him on. Because we're going up there, New Jersey.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I gotta tie it into something.
I got you. The Cowboys going into this game, no Dak Prescott. Another injury note, Terrell Basham is out.
Yep.
We won't have Connor McGovern. He'll be out for this game. I'm missing some. Oh, and Jayron Kearse. See, like, some of the physical guys that we have won't even play this week. Like, Jayron Kearse is one of those guys who I believe is a physical guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who I believe that, you know, is.
But Wilson will be in there.
Yeah.
And Malik, right?
Yeah.
Malik Hooker. Yeah.
Malik Hooker, yeah.
But are they better Wilson, players Will, than him, though?
Not better. See, that's players, what I'm saying.
Like,
Wilson.
I want a guy who's a good player.
And physical.
Okay. Right. It's like, but given the choice, you want the better player.
I want Jayron Kearse. Yeah, of course. That's why he starts over those other guys. But this thing, you know, honestly, circles around the quarterback for the Cowboys. It's all going to be dependent upon, can Cooper Rush go out there and have a heroic-like performance?
Well, he's going to need, like last year, he had the roster around him. And like Dak's play has clearly been better or worse, depending on who he has around him. They've got to get Cooper some help. And how they do that, I'm not exactly sure, but
Nate, you've been a proponent on running the football. But at some point in time, this game's gonna come. Because coming to the game, they're gonna say, well, we know what they want to do. Like Nate,
they're gonna stack that.
What you're saying is right, but also it's also not recreating the wheel. It's not rocket science to the other defensive coordinator that's gonna say, yeah, we know they want to run the football, so we're gonna load the box up and make them have to do something else.
Okay, and then it's easier. It's easier to pass. You load the box up and you kind of know where everybody at. But the issue is, and I'll say this, and I'll probably say it next week and the week after, and then I'll probably can just lay in the bed and leave a tape recorder here and say the same thing.
Put it on loop.
Is I need you to run for one reason. To give yourself a chance to stay even with the chains. If you get 2 or 3 yards on that first down, then you can throw the next 2 downs. I don't care, you know. But you gotta give that defense. You gotta get that offensive line a chance to go forward and try to impose their will at some point in time. Because if you don't, as the game go on, and you finally reach that number in your mind as offensive coordinator, okay, we down 12. And I can't stand it. I'm throwing. Okay, we saw from that point on, as the game went on and on, they got getting closer and closer to Dak. To all of a sudden, they got Dak.
Yeah,
they kept getting close. Look, early part of the game, they may have gotten in on a few blitzes, but as the game went on into that second half, they was getting closer and closer and closer, and they finally got it. Yeah. And still went further and further downhill. Somebody should have said, "Hey, coach, if we have to blow a series or two running the ball, let's blow a series or two." Mm. I mean, because even with all the throwing, we were zero. Zero. And have that ever happened? Zero in the red zone? No threat?
Never got to the red
zone.
Never
got to the opponent's 30.
Bruh. You can be 95 years old and trip into the red zone.
Yeah.
We did. You realize during that game?
Yes.
I heard a gravelly Chris Connor say, oh, the Cowboys, he's been in the red zone. I thought he was joking. I looked at the thing today saying, okay, we going over the – okay. We didn't even get in the –
Yeah.
How do you fix that? So now I'm asking you, Jesse. Yeah.
I'm going to ask.
How do you fix that? No red zone with our starting quarterback. No red zone with our starting quarterback.
The only way you fix that is that you need your defense to create turnovers and give you short fields. Yes.
All right.
What if the key would be, one, not put yourself in a bind with the penalties, and
yes,
run the ball.
So let me say this, and then last week the Cowboys, Zeke Elliott had 10 rushes, Tony Pollard had 6 rushes for a total 16 carries for 60 yards. Dak had 2 carries for 11 yards. We're not going to add them to the mix.
77 yards.
So 71 yards. 71 yards total
on 18 carries.
Quickly, do they have to double that amount of carries?
No.
In order to be, because you're saying running the football, like how much do you want them to commit to running this football?
I got it all.
25 carries, 30 carries, 35 carries.
If you run 65 plays, I need you to 4 times more than what you did, and I need for this to happen in the first half. I need for you to give yourself a chance with your defense in the second half. So I need you to do a little bit more running in the first half.
Just eat clock and give the body blows a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of body blows. Just like, and I'll give you a perfect example. Go back and look at the film.
You sound like you're trying to survive, not win a football game.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Because I'm going to tell you another team that was supposed to survive this year with new quarterback was the Steelers. They survived, and got to that point, and they won the game. So it is about survival. Sometimes it's about knowing you. Everybody, Lovie Smith is a coward. You know, Lovie, like, we ain't stopped them dudes all day. We need to get this tie and get out of here. See, what a tie does is make these hopeful Cowboys like myself even more hopeful the next week. Man, we just clean this up. But you don't clean up an obvious what happened to Steele. As the game went on, that dude got better. And better, not still, but the guy that was over him. Because they know they pinned their ears back. You had it on tape. What was the guy, Devon White?
Devin White.
Devin White said, hey, man, we knew. They was jumping routes all over the place. That tape says it all, man. Yeah. And the thing about it, you knew some of it was true. You said it last year. I've said it. So we knew that after a while, it's a point in our head as offensive coaches and offensive-minded people. Okay, is it 9 points down? Is it 12 points down? Well, we know now if it's 12 points down, Cowboys are and we said it going into last week. Hey, if I know you're going to throw them ball, if you're going to try to get that ball out quick, I'm coming up. And your first option ain't going to even be there. So when you get to your second option, which is Houston, which is Fajoco, we didn't even find our tight end. So you going with unproven guys because they took away your number one A and your number one B. So they jumping these routes and not Dak getting hurt.
Well,
so survive, Jesse.
Survive.
Well, I hope that we survive. When we survive this show, I want to survive the rest of the day because we'll be back here
tell
tomorrow.
Tell Mom we say happy birthday,
Mom,
man.
Mom, happy birthday from Nate. No, you won't be knocking the stuffing out of this muffin for her birthday or blowing out no candles, Nate.
Don't do that,
for
man.
This birthday, keep away. Keep your paws away from my mom.
We're going to get physical. Stop that.
My mom, big woman, too. My mom, big woman, Nate. She ain't no little woman.
You just said me and you.
Oh, I'm about to say, you're going to have to get physical with her if it go down like that. It's going to be a physical situation.
Jamel and Joseph, that Joe, yeah. They're going to be making more calls.
It's all yeah, good, man. Listen,
Jamel with the better name.
It's fine. That's fine with me. That's fine with me, Nathaniel.
Your mama's going to be calling you yeah. again.
No, I got to go see her after this anyway.
I can hear his mom say, yeah, that's why I named Jamel the better name.
I actually have the better name. I have the more.
What's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
See that?
I have the better name because when you see on paper Jesse Holly, you don't know a 6'3" dread dude is walking in the building. When you see Jamel, you know a black guy is coming in the building. So I like my chances with my name.
Is that why he had got on the ballot?
Just kidding.
Is what you say, Chris?
I said he got on the ballot that way.
Yeah.
Right, he's the right, state representative.
Write it in there. All right, man. Thank you guys for being here. Tomorrow, Cowboys defense, which is the best part of their football team, against Cincinnati's offense, which is the really good best part of their team. We talk about both of those in depth tomorrow. Break this thing down. Come back with us for Thirsty Thursday as we do our thing on Hanging with the Boys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!